that's what you're focusing on now. Tell us a bit about your own background and how you got started in working with the late and great Dr. Rigardi and psychology and religion.
Well, my first experience with the Golden Dawn was, I believe, sometime in 63, 64, when I hired a babysitter for my first alleged child, and she was a member of the Golden Dawn, and she introduced me into the rituals of the Golden Dawn and the Tarot. She was a follower of Wait and one of Wait's groups, which had a base in Florida, according to her. She was highly Christian, and she had a secret temple which she showed us, where she had hand-drawn tarot cards, all kinds of booklets, and that's what they were, primarily those little blue booklets
we used to write.
Yeah.
Okay.
That we worked with in grammar school and high school, which contained all the rituals and much of the magic of the Golden Dawn. And from there, I continued on working with her for a time. And then when she disappeared, I continued working on my own until 1970, when I met Dr. Rigardi. And I worked with him until his death in 1985.
Your work with him was mostly in psychology. Dr. Rigardi, for those of you who don't know, held a PhD in, what was it, clinical psychology?
He held a PhD, but he never used it because it was from a non-accredited university. He primarily used his doctorate of chiropractic, DC, because that was an accredited, accepted doctorate degree.
Here in the United States.
Here in the United States.
He got
States.
His PhD from where?
He got his PhD from one of the, at that time, schools in the United States that was attempting accreditation, but never made it. He rarely ever used his PhD.
But he did the work for it, nonetheless.
He did the work for it, nonetheless.
Dissertations.
Right.
And he was a practicing Reikian therapist.
That was the guise upon which he worked, yes.
Okay.
Because that's... It would be difficult to put an ad in the Yellow Pages. Well, I'm a Kundalini magician and
wouldn't
mystic.
Fly too well.
That way he got enough patients, since he was a licensed chiropractor, to earn a living. However, within his regular practice, there was a secret internal practice which consisted of a number of students who were taught some of the ancient techniques of Kundalini, which in fact, in my view, after years of study, this is where Reich got his idea of orgone, universal energy, which
right.
of course is ancient,
right.
And the methodology for what he called orgone therapy or vegetotherapy or Reichian therapy, as it's now called. In fact, in my view, and also in Rigardi's view, most of the stuff was lifted from the Hindus and Buddhists who came to Europe during the time that he was there.
The Theosophical Society, and they brought all of that to Europe, and when the Buddhists came, and it sounds to me like it's just Western occultism borrowed from Hindu philosophy and Hindu Tantra. We just took what we wanted and recycled it and borrowed it.
That's true, and whether there really is a Western tradition would depend on how you want to trace that from
right.
the Greeks or from the Egyptians. But if you look closely at that, where were they? Where was their geography compared to
right.
what we call today a Western tradition? It was most everything came from that region, the Middle East, the Egyptians. The Celtic groups claim that there was a separate tradition, which I have no doubt there was.
Right.
But even there, when they were looking for the original Aryans, where did they send the expeditions to? Not to New York and not to Norway. They sent them where?
if all of this came out of Egypt and into an early India where the Aryans were supposedly from, and they made their way into, they trickled their way really into Europe, then all of this really is coming from that whole Fertile Crescent area.
The basket of the world.
The basket of the world, basically. Mm. So you worked with Dr. Rigardi in what capacity? Mostly in psychology and tantra? Is that what you guys focused on? Or?
Well, I don't like the word psychology anymore because okay. It's become a profession for housewives and a profession for politicians. They're preoccupied with what is socially acceptable now. In my day, it wasn't that way. I was in the era where we used LSD legally, and we did all kinds of experimental right. work. We had the nude marathons. We had all the experimental stuff, which today would be considered as politically incorrect.
Or taboo or disreputable.
So I gave up my licenses.
Because of today's social stigma surrounding clinical psychology and all the work behind that,
I've advertised myself as such, but I never considered myself as one of them. I always considered myself as a teacher. I was never really interested in somebody who had a problem with their husband or wife.
Clinical therapy, that was...
It was boring. It's nonsense. It's like being a babysitter at a psychotic camp. I mean, you know, it never really turned me on. But that's the way one had to earn a living.
So you and Dr. Rigardi really focused not on psychology, and even that's really, as you said, a word that's misunderstood, and it seems today psychologists are only interested in getting their returns.
It's a handmaiden of the state, so people can reproduce and have babies and consume and buy things.
Well, you and Dr. Rigardi did real work concerning the human brain and our psychic makeup.
That's true.
Tell me about some of your early work concerning that, concerning Kundalini, and not psychology, for lack of a better word, but exploring the human brain in relation to religion and our behavior. And Dr. Rigardi wrote many gems in that regard, using mysticism and the Kabbalah. Tell me about some of your early work with that.
Well, first let's say that the word psychology is from the word psyche.
Psyche, exactly.
Right, in Greek. However, what we do is from a different word, which starts with T. Thanatology, which was more concerned with what people nowadays call psychology. Actually, the psyche is more of a broad term and is more concerned with the soul and the entire makeup of man rather than just one aspect of man.
You and Dr. Rigardi doing a lot of work with the human psyche and how it relates to a religion. I know Dr. Rigardi was an adept of the Golden Dawn and really explored the psyche and behavior in relation to initiation and initiating into society like the Golden Dawn. So tell me a bit about your early work.
Few know that when we were doing what I call chakraology, or which what he advertised as Neo-Reichian therapy, with certain patients he was doing such things as the middle pillar while working right. with them, so he would be sending waves of energy through them, but he did not do that with most of his patients because they were regular people, and that's how he made his income. We all live in a disguise in this society, in this culture. That was his. He acted as if, and he was, a licensed chiropractor who was an expert in the body therapies. But with his more sublime clients, he would do all kinds of other things.
He would actually work with them with the system of mysticism and Kabbalah and, as I said, the middle pillar exercises. How did you learn from him?
Well, the only way to learn is to go through it. And that was his demand. You had
exactly.
to go through it personally. I have a document that he signed that I went through so many hours of work in this area. I think it came out to about 3.5 years before he gave me permission to go out on my own and do what I could do. Because unlike today, similar to Zen, you have to go through the process yourself before you are allowed to do anything. Today, people pick up books and they show off what they read or what they didn't read, and they believe they're legends in their own mind, to borrow from Clint Eastwood's movie.
Exactly, and they attach delusions of grandeur and illusionary degrees to make themselves feel better. Brought up Zen, and I sat with some Zen monks for a while, and they would not even accept you until you had gone through a certain amount of training, and then after that, they would not permit you to teach until there was a specific, we'll call it, for lack of a better word, psychic religious transmission that they gave to you specifically.
That's exactly true. One of Dr. Rigardi's dearest friends, who I spend time with, whose first name was Henry, he's now gone, was a official Zen master, and I met him and his students, and in fact we traveled, Rigardi and I and one of his students, to Hawaii. She was from Switzerland, and she's still alive, so I won't mention her first name, but she was a Zen student of Henry's and in training. But again, you made a very valid point. Today, everyone is a star. Everyone is everything. Everyone is equal.
It's not the way it is.
It's not the way it really is. I was not allowed to practice the secret material that he taught me until I reached a certain level of experience within that he could measure by his standards. And then he allowed me to do so. He had a number of students who were in fact clinical psychologists who never received the material, although they think they went through the process, because he had very little regard for them, and they were just patients according to him.
And there's a big difference between that and actually learning from a teacher and doing